Today's words of wisdom, to be one with God is to do without doing, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best known works of poetry in Australia, by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Ayers Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you'll be greeted with a friendly, "G'day, mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture titled, "To Be One with God is to Do Without Doing," delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Melbourne, Australia, on March 14, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
About almighty power. Can it change the movement of the sun or planet? Or should we understand almighty power as spiritual meaning? Because I cannot believe the miracles written in the Bible.
You should. We can experience these miracles right now. Then you will believe. Anything the almighty power can do, but as God sees fit, not as our dictation. But all the miracles in the Bible is true. These are children play. There's nothing big deal that you could not believe. They are much more than that. These are just a very fragmentary record of what a master can do. Even these nowadays, I've seen with my eyes some of the Hindus, monks, they walk across the water and not walk halfway across the swift flowing currents, and they want to teach me how to do it. But I refuse. I say, I use the boat. It's cheap. Very cheap. Yeah. And some people still nowadays, if you read the book from Alexandra David Neal, you have seen she recorded many miracles in Tibet. People can fly around in the air right now. And he has to chain himself a lot of metal block so that he sometimes can land. Otherwise, he fly all the time in the air. There are many such things. It's very simple. And to turn water into milk and all that, there are You can buy them in India, these miracle tricks. If you want, you go to India and search some sadhus and learn with them. No need to doubt the Bible. Because Jesus wasn't very proud of these miracles anyhow. For example, when his mother tried to demonstrate his supernatural power by telling people to prepare the jars of water and put outside and tell him to go and turn it into wine, he said, "Mother, why? Why you make me do this thing? Remember? Is that not so? Why you force me doing this?" He wasn't very pleased about it. And then when somebody was sick and then touched his garment and became healed, he said, "Oh, your faith had healed you." And sometimes when some miracle things happen, he say, "Oh, it's not me, it's my father who does it." So these things should not be an obstacle to you to put faith into Christianity or Jesus, into his greatness. He is greater than these miracles. These are just byproducts. And he was forced to do it in some circumstances. For example, he healed some people because at that time the medical treatment was very expensive and rare. People are poor and needy. If he's born here now, probably he wouldn't do it to attract you. But the imparting of knowledge is important, not the miracles.
How souls were created and can they be destroyed?
No, soul cannot be destroyed because it's not material. Anything is born and having a material shape will be destroyed, but not the soul. Something like space cannot be destroyed.
Why God creates this world?
So that we can know each other today, at least. Huh?
I agree what you say. In my opinion, not that God created human beings, but that human beings created God. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Depends on what you mean by God. Because God is our own wisdom. And that has no need for any creative power. It exists alone. It exists before all things. That is God. And from that power we came, and to that power we return.
Is it true the teacher cannot teach until the pupil is ready?
Right, it's true, it's true, it's true.
What is it that you have that I don't have?
No, nothing. I told you already what I have, you have. It's just that probably I know what I have, and you don't know yet what you have, but you will know if you let me show you how and where. Huh?
Could you please give a briefing on meditation? How do you go about it?
Meditation itself is an empty word if we don't have sincerity and perseverance. If we truly want to know our true self, that is a true meditation. Whether you sit, you stand, you lay, you go about with your business, you are always centered in this sincerity, wanting to know God, wanting to know your real self. That is meditation. And so we just show you how to collect your scattered attentions and focuses on the wisdom center within our so-called apparent body, within the brain. Yeah, it is the human language. Actually, there is no center, but I have to start somewhere and to tell you to focus. And later on, you will even don't know that you have a body. When you're in samadhi, you experience bliss, light, and all the wisdom and all the questions will be answered to you, and all the desires will drop off. You still continue to serve the society in a greater capacity and love, but you desire for no fruits. You just carry on your business without attachment. And the meditational practice is very easy, but you need an experienced friend to teach you. That's all. If you already know it, or if you know an experienced teacher, then no need. If you don't, I may help you. But we have to explain it in detail, because if you do it wrong, or if your motive is not pure, you might have side effect. That's why it's better to have a commitment to a teacher and learn the whole course in time. That's all.
I have been through the experience of enlightenment, but now need to know how best to maintain my oneness with God's light.
If you do it through a teacher, then ask him. If you don't have a teacher, then come to our initiation so that I may help you further to maintain that.
Thưa sư cô, tôi muốn được truyền tâm pháp nhưng lại ở xa. Vậy nếu tôi ăn chay 3 tháng thì sẽ được sư cô truyền tâm pháp theo như cuộn video tôi đã coi.
I would like to be the initiated, but I live far away from here. But if I have been vegetarian for 3 months, and how are you going to give me initiation according to the video tape I have seen?
I will send someone if I'm not there personally, because the initiation doesn't need language and doesn't need my personal appearance at the place. We do it regardless of space and time. Anytime you're ready, we're ready for you. We find a mean to do it.
Kính chào sư phụ, tôi có gì thắc mắc, chưa sư nào giải thích cho tôi thỏa mãn. Con người từ đâu đến?
Master, I have some questions that no other monks that has explained to me satisfactorily. Where do human beings come from?
Even the Buddha did not answer this.
Khi chết sẽ đi về đâu? Người nói lên thiên đàng. Người nói xuống địa ngục.
We are going to go after death. Someone says that we are going to the paradise, and some other says that we will go to hell.
You go to paradise if you are virtuous, and you go to hell if you registered there.
Trong ngũ giới có cấm thoa son đánh thấn, như vậy có phạm ngũ giới không?
In the five precepts, there's some thing that prohibits that we put a makeup on our face.
No.
If we do so, do we violate it?
No. It didn't say so. Five precepts only: not harming other sentient beings, not killing, not stealing, not commit adultery, not drinking alcohol or all these things. I mean the drugs and all that. And the other is not gambling. And not telling lies. These are only five. The Buddha didn't say don't put on makeup. Don't make it more complicated than it already is.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
Subsidize and convert the drug industry into vegetable organic farming.
For help quitting, please visit some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Thưa sư phụ, tinh hoa của pháp môn mà sư phụ giảng là gì? Có những điểm nào quan trọng? Có ích lợi gì cho cuộc sống hiện hữu? Có ích lợi sau khi con người lìa khỏi cuộc sống?
Dear Master, what is the essence of the Kuan Yin method that you are teaching? What is the important points? What is the benefit for our life, our current life? And what is the good for us when we live this life?
The essence is that you will get in touch with your Buddha nature, or your kingdom of God. And it will benefit you right now as well as the life after, because you have wisdom and you handle every situation in life in a more proper way. And then after you leave this world, you will go to your proper places in heaven or nirvana, and continue to serve the whole universe in your capacity there.
Thưa sư phụ, có nhiều người bảo rằng mấy ông chồng nên truyền tâm ấn vì phải ăn chay, mà đàn ông ăn chay thì không làm tròn bổn phận của người chồng. Như vậy gia đình sẽ mất hạnh phúc. Sư cô nghĩ sao về ý nghĩ này?
Dear Master, there are many people say that the husband should not eat vegetarian diet, because if a male person eat vegetarian diet, he cannot fulfill his duty as a husband. So the family will not have a happiness. What is your opinion?
You answer me, is that true? Did you fulfill your duty? Yes, he did. All my disciples were lay person. Some of them husbands and wives, and they continue to have children. I have no ban on anything. Just I advise them to be moderate in all things. That's all.
Thưa sư cô, Có phải con người làm nhiều điều tội lỗi thì có thể xuất cấp đầu thai làm các loài thú không?
Dear Master, is it true that when a human being commit many sins, that they have to be downgraded into animals in the next life?
The Buddha say so. Buddha say yes.
Vì sao sự chiếm hữu vật chất càng nhiều thường làm cản trở sự tiến hóa về tinh thần?
Why is it that the more material things that we get, at the more obstructs we have, but in the spiritual progress?
It's not that the material things obstruct our spiritual progress. It's our attitude toward them that obstruct us. Because if you remember, in the time of Buddha, there are many kings and many rich people follow him, and they attain enlightenment all the same. In fact, one of them, I call Yimo, he was a lay person. He was very rich, and he was more or less equally as Buddha, because he was so highly enlightened and powerful. It is because he has a lot of possession, but he is not attached to it. So take care of your attitude, not put away your possession. Yeah, put away your attachment, not possession.
Huệ nhãn có thể tự khai mở do công phu hành trình hay phải nhờ lực lượng minh sư?
Can the wisdom eyes that open by itself through the diligent spiritual practice, or we have to rely on the master's blessing?
Rely on both. It's the best. It's the most assured.
Xin sư cô nói về sự tiến hóa của một linh hồn từ lúc bắt đầu đến khi hoàn tất.
Can you tell me the progress of the soul since the beginning and to the end?
If I have time and if you have time, if we stay here forever, then I will tell you.
Thưa sư cô, nếu chồng tôi muốn có vợ bé, tôi ly dị với ông ấy, tôi có tội với con tôi không? Bởi vì tôi cảm thấy ghê sợ, không muốn ăn ở với ông ấy, nếu ông ấy ăn ở với người đàn bà khác.
Dear Master, if my husband has a concubine and I divorce him, do I commit some sort of sins against my children? Because I feel scared not to live with him.
You feel disgusted to live with him. That's why I have told you, no sexual misconduct, no adultery, to protect your family and the happiness of your children. So I think you should not divorce him yet, but talk to him first and see where probably you go wrong. Maybe you neglect him, you don't love him enough, maybe you don't take care of the children clean enough, maybe you don't dress yourself beautifully. So put on some makeup, put on some nice jewelry, buy some new clothes and be a good wife, see if it works first. You don't just forsake a marriage so at random and quickly. You have maybe gone wrong somewhere, or maybe something missing in the family. So please rescue your marriage first. When it absolutely cannot be mended, then maybe you consider divorce. Otherwise, of course, you don't sin against the children, but they will suffer a separate family and a split up, a loving atmosphere. Okay, if you want to sacrifice and you consider the children that much, then consider talking to your husband. Yeah, be loving to him and be beautiful. See what the opponent has that you don't have and learn to be better.
Dạ, thưa câu hỏi này của một em bé. Tại sao mình phải ăn chay? Con ăn chay Phật có giúp con thông minh sáng suốt không? Ăn chay con có thấy Phật không?
Dear Master, this is the question from a young girl. Why do I have to eat vegetarian diet? If I eat vegetarian food, does Buddha help me to become smarter, more intelligent? And if I eat vegetarian foods, can I see the manifestation of Buddha?
You eat vegetarian because you learn to love all the beings in this world. And whether you see the Buddhas or not, it depends on your sincerity and practice. And of course you will be less sickness and more intelligent. That is scientifically proved.
Thưa sư cô, Con có gia đình và hai con. Con rất muốn ăn chay vì con cũng hiểu lợi ích của việc ăn chay như sư cô đã dạy trong sách. Nhưng nếu con ăn chay mà đôi khi con phí phạm đồ mặn, vì có khi hai con của con ăn thừa, như vậy con có tội không? Và làm sao để con ăn chay trường cho dễ? Vì dù con rất muốn, nhưng con vẫn còn thèm đồ ăn mặn.
Yeah, Master, I have a family and I have two children. I do want to eat vegetarian diet because I understand the good of eating vegetarian food as you have taught in your book. But if I eat vegetarian food and sometimes I waste the food with meat because there are some leftover of my two children. So if I do so, is it a sin?
No,
and how can I be a permanent vegetarian? Because I want to be vegetarian very much, but I still wanted to eat meat.
Then pray that God will help you. We don't force anyone to be vegetarian if you're not ready, if you don't want to. We only help you if you want to. Okay?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
She say that when she meditates, I mean, not in our method, huh? She just meditates, and she just empty her mind and recite the Buddha name. She does not get the samadhi, I mean the trance, the peaceful like state. She asked me whether she meditate like that is effective or not. Well, I say it has some effect, but very minimum. If you have samadhi, it would be the best. Then you can get in touch with the real Buddha nature.
About not killing. If a tiger wants to come and eat me, then what?
Where do you go to see the tiger anyhow? Is it so easy to just meet a tiger on the street? Your imagination is fantastic. Yeah.
In the kitchen there are many ants. How do we fix this?
Be hygienic. Clean your kitchen all the time, so the ants will not come.
Guan Yin is male or female?
Neither.
Buddha or Bodhisattva?
I don't think she cares so much about her rank. But in the scripture, it says that Guan Yin was an ancient Buddha.
Can we change our destiny?
Yes, somehow, if we practice the Guan Yin method.
After initiation, if I eat meat or drink alcohol, will that affect Master? Will that trouble Master?
Yes. Because we are one. But it affects you more, trouble you more. I can go free with all this, but you might not. The person you should be concerned with is yourself.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
我是观音菩萨的学生，如果在学观音法门，有没有冲突？不会，刚好，更好。
I'm a follower of believing Guan Yin Bodhisattva. If I study Guan Yin method, will there be any problem, any conflict? No.
It would be better.
应亲以后可不可以再读佛书？
After initiation, can we read Buddhist books?
Sure. You can, only you understand better than before.
应信以后是不是一定可以解脱?
After initiation, is it a certainty that we will be liberated?
Yes, if you follow the practice.
师父，我是大陆来的，大陆有很多修行人，非常渴望师父去大陆跟他们讲法，不晓得是不是师父会有机会到那边去帮助他们。
Master, I'm from mainland China. There are many spiritual practitioners there who are very anxious that Master go to mainland China to spread the Dharma. Can Master help us?
I go wherever God wants me to go. I cannot make decision. Huh? I would like to, but if God's willing, then it will happen.
墨尔本的那个中国人说，师父这边很漂亮，希望下次师父能够再过来，能够再听师父演讲。谢谢你们的爱心呐，还有你们的开朗的拥护的精神，我是很感动啊。如果上帝需要的话，我会再来。嗯。One
of the Chinese said Melbourne is very beautiful, and they hope that Master can come back again. I said, yes, Melbourne is beautiful, and I surely love to go. But as again, depends on God's will and the affinity between us. Yeah, that's God's will. So thank you. I thank them for their love and supportive spirit. Yeah. And I also thank you, the Australian residents and natives, for giving me such a warm, open, and loving welcome. I wish you all the best in everything you do.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your jubilant company for Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled To Be One with God is to Do Without Doing. On Words of Wisdom. Golden Age Technology is coming up next on Supreme Master Television after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.